This is Brian Cambria with this news for the KVNF listening area, Wednesday, October 17, 2012. Supporters and opponents of legalizing marijuana in Colorado faced off on Monday evening during a two-hour debate. Colorado Christian University hosted the event. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Supporters of Amendment 64 appeared to win the debate, at least based on a poll of people in the room. 66% were in favor of legalizing small amounts of the drug for recreational use. Former Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo was one of those arguing in favor of the amendment.
For adults, it's just not right for the government to make these kinds of decisions because, believe me, it doesn't stop here. When they can tell you every single thing they want you to do and be and accept in your life.
Supporters also argue that regulation will eliminate the underground market and cut down on teen marijuana use. Not so, say opponents, including former drug enforcement agent Tom Gorman.
We will have the most liberal marijuana laws in the developed world, more liberal than the Netherlands. We will have retail stores, unlimited stocking and sale, and factories are going to make candy bars, brownies, etc., which I wonder who that's going to appeal to.
The latest opinion poll from the Denver Post shows that Amendment 64 would pass if the election were held today, but it also shows support slipping. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Tune in to KVNF next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for Bringing It Home, a special call-in show discussing all the ballot issues of this election. It's been more than a month since the Delta County Commissioners held a special public hearing to take more evidence in a decision on whether to allow two laying hen operations in the county. KVNF's Arianna Brocious reports that neighbors of the already operational hen house on Powell Mesa are tired of waiting for the county to act.
September's hearing was required after a district court judge overturned the county's approval of the hen house operations in July. The judge identified four areas that were lacking in evidence and thorough review and sent the decision back to the commissioners for a do-over. Delta County's own regulations require that it make a decision on such development applications within 14 days of a hearing. But, more than a month later, the commissioners have still not released a new decision. Earl Rhodes is an attorney representing area residents in a lawsuit against the county over the approval of the hen houses. Since July, he's been insisting that the county issue a cease and desist order to Powell Mesa henhouse owner Edwin Hostetler. On Friday, he filed another such request to the judge.
The county has allowed an illegal use to continue from at least July 5th, 2012 through the present. And the purpose of the order is to confirm that my clients, the plaintiffs, have prevailed in the lawsuit and to get the message across to the county that it must do something.
The county has still not issued a cease and desist order to Hostetler. Delta County Attorney Christine Knight says they were not ordered to do so by the court, only to issue a new decision. She agrees the commissioners are delayed in making their decision, but says they needed to extend the time because of the volume of new evidence on record after September's hearing.
The commissioners are certainly taking the concerns of the neighbors very seriously. They did commission, in fact, an air study, and that's one of the reasons it's taking them so long to review all of the evidence in front of them before issuing a new decision.
Knight says the commissioners will make their decision by the end of the month. For KVNF News, I'm Arianna Brocious.
Firefighters in southwest Colorado are fighting several new fires begun by lightning Friday. The Durango Interagency Fire Dispatch said yesterday that wildfires continue to spread from those created by a storm that delivered about 9,800 ground lightning strikes Friday. The Vallecito Fire is the most active, estimated at 60 acres, and burning in the Jack Creek drainage of the San Juan National Forest just west of Vallecito Reservoir. The fire is burning within the area burned by the Missionary Ridge Fire of 2002. Local firefighters from the U.S. Forest Service, Upper Pine, and Los Pinos fire districts have responded but have been pulled back from the immediate area because of the danger of falling snags in the burned area. No structures are reported as threatened at this time, but there is a possibility that 100 to 150 structures may be threatened along the west side of the reservoir within the next 24 hours, depending upon the fire's spread. In addition, 5 San Juan hotshots are responding to a wildfire reported in the Crazy Woman Creek drainage of Missionary Ridge north of Durango. That fire is estimated at 2 acres in size. Conditions are extremely dry, and with the rifle hunting season in full swing, the U.S. Forest Service is reminding those in the backcountry to be extremely careful with fire. Currently, red flag warnings are in effect for the mountains around the San Luis Valley and extend north along the Front Range. High wind warnings are in effect for northeast Colorado into Wyoming. The National Weather Service warns that gusty winds combined with dry fuels and low relative humidity will increase the potential for rapid fire growth and extreme fire behavior today. Yesterday, state auditors recommended wholesale fixes to shore up Colorado's conservation easement program. The Denver Post says that according to the auditor's lengthy report, the program is riddled with problems, including an inability to ensure donated lands are intended for conservation purposes. The Department of Revenue administers the program, which is intended to compensate individuals who donate their land to protect it from future development. But the Post reports that abuses to the program were discovered in 2007, and the audit report noted that the agency has been unable to prevent additional abuses. The report says, quote, More changes need to be made to strengthen the administration of the program to ensure that tax credits being claimed and used by taxpayers are valid, end quote. The Post reports that agency officials agreed with 12 recommendations for change, saying the bulk of them would be in place by July of next year. The draft management plans for deer in the Gunnison Basin are now available for review on the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. According to the agency, the plans will provide the framework for how deer populations and hunting are managed in specific geographic areas in the basin. The 3 plans are for the Taylor Park herd, the Powderhorn herd, and the West Elk herd. Earlier this summer, Colorado Parks and Wildlife posted surveys for each of the plan areas on its website to solicit comments from hunters and others interested in the deer in the Gunnison Basin. More than 900 comments were taken into consideration for the draft plans. The public can continue to comment on the plans. The plans will be posted on the website until November 16th and will be submitted to the Parks and Wildlife Commission for an initial review and discussion at upcoming meetings, and given final approval at its January meeting in Denver. This concludes the morning newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria.